Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Since today is Valentine's Day, I thought it would be fun to take a look at some of the plants we can grow that have heart or love in their common names. And you're going to be surprised at some of these common names. First, a great Native American shrub that's native to Louisiana, Euonymus americana. It's also called wahoo and strawberry bush. It grows in partially shaded woodland areas and lovely environments. It makes a great landscape plant if you ever see it for sale in a nursery. Now, the flowers are small and insignificant, but it's the fruit that really puts on the show. And the common name is Hearts A Burstin' With Love. And that's because in late summer and fall, the round fruit turn a light reddish color. They look kind of like strawberries, and that gives that shrub the common name strawberry bush. But then they burst open along several seams to reveal these really bright orange seeds. And so when you see that happen, you can just imagine why somebody coming along just looked at that plant and said, that looks like hearts bursting with love. And that's a wonderful common name for that plant, Euonymus americana. Now, there's a tropical vine popular here in South Louisiana called the bleeding heart vine, and that's Clerodendron thomsonii. It's a tropical vine that can freeze back here during the winters, but it usually comes back up from its roots, or you can grow it in a pot on a trellis. It's a vine does beautifully with about a half a day of sun. It's vigorously growing under those conditions, and it will flower intermittently all through the summer. Now, the bleeding heart vine has these sepals, and sepals on flowers are usually kind of green and leafy. Think about a rosebud and that green leafy covering that covers the bud before that opens and reveals the colorful petals. Well, in the case of the bleeding heart vine, the sepals are bright white and they come together to form a shape that's kind of like a heart. And coming out of those sepals is a blood red flower. And so when you have that red flower peeking out of those white sepals, you can really see where the name bleeding heart came from. There's also a northern perennial plant called Dicentra that they also call bleeding heart. Different plant altogether. One of my favorite vines that we grow here in the summertime is an annual vine. It grows in the warmth, and so we usually plant the seeds in March or April. It's called Love in a Puff. Now, the flowers, once again, are very inconspicuous. You don't notice the flowers, but then they turn into these big balloon-like seed pods full of air. If you squeeze on them, they make a little puffing sound. If you break those open, inside you'll find jet black seeds, and on each and every one of the seeds is a perfect white heart embossed on one side. The Latin name for this plant is Cardiospermum, and that literally translates as heart seed, cardio meaning heart and spermum meaning seed. Love in a Puff is fascinating for kids to grow because when they look at those seeds with little hearts on them, it really is a thrill. One of the most dramatic common names is Love Lies Bleeding. Now, we've probably all been through that on occasion in our lives, but this is a warm season annual plant called Amaranthus caudatus. Now, it's a tall growing plant with large, rather coarse leaves, and in the summertime, it produces these long, rope-like clusters of flowers that hang down, and they're burgundy red. Looks a lot like blood bleeding down out of the plant. And finally, I should mention the love apple. That was the old name for the tomato. People used to think the tomato was poisonous, and then they thought it was an aphrodisiac, thus the name Love Apple. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.